Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Had my cup of tea. Check. I remembered it was garbage day.
Check.
And now I'm in this room ready to go.
Always a successful day when you remember it's garbage day.
What was your checklist this morning?
I had a... not bad. I mean...
typical just, Wednesday?
Yeah. Snackies? Check.
That you brought or you already had?
Actually, so we had lunch yesterday,
yes,
and I didn't eat hardly any of my snackies. So I was like, look, everything's packed.
You had a huge salmon salad.
Yeah.
And so no need for snackies.
No,
yeah.
no need.
Same here. I had the largest piece of fish and chips I've ever had. Although I don't order and chips. I order fish and cottage cheese.
Yeah, you do. But a beautiful, beautiful.
I'm just trying to pull that carb load back just a little bit. Fish and cottage cheese.
Can't do it, man. Can't do it.
Is that just a weird pairing for you?
It is. It
yeah.
really is. Yeah. I have a hard time. I have a love-hate with cottage cheese.
Really?
Yes. I get into a kick and I'm like, love it. Love cottage cheese. And then I get a big carton of it and I'm like, cottage cheese.
Are you getting the sea salt?
No.
Sea salt.
What?
I don't know why. It tastes a little bit better.
Because of the salt.
I think.
I don't know why it tastes better. Because of the salt.
I don't know
salt's
what they put
delicious.
In it. But something about that is magical.
Are you kidding me? It's the salt.
Trust me when I tell you, I don't know what it is.
There's a secret. Je ne sais quoi.
If only they'd put it on the label.
About sea salt cottage cheese.
Get the sea salt cottage cheese.
Wait. You have to get sea salt cottage cheese, or can I just salt my cottage cheese?
Is your salt from the sea?
No. Oh, man. I don't know where it's from. Probably some deer lick. Ugh.
Oh, that's deer lick cottage cheese. Deer lick salt cottage cheese. Sounds disgusting.
It's
it's road salt cottage cheese. Oh.
It's not an attractive name.
No, it's not.
But it's all that I have.
Salt.
Salt is salt.
NaCl.
Nope. You got to get sea salt. Because I'm not, like, I don't like fruit on it, but I like the idea of fruit on it.
Fruit on it only, like, when I would go out to lunch with Granny Flo.
Yes.
Nanny Flo, we called her.
Yes.
There was her favorite diner, and it was the perfect mound.
Yes.
Rounded on top.
It
had to be an
ring.
Ice cream scoop and a pineapple ring and a cherry. Mm.
Oh,
that's how I grew up eating cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Sans sea salt, but with a pineapple and a cherry. But yeah, look for the sea salt cottage cheese.
I'm going to have to upgrade my cottage cheeses.
I think you'll like it.
I hope I do.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'm that same way with yogurt.
Oh, really?
I get into a yogurt kick, and then after a while, I'm like, I don't like that. I think it's a texture thing.
Yeah, it gets me kind of...
No, but sea salt's where it's at.
Okay. Well, salt can change a whole day. So.
I mean, sea salt, caramels, right?
That's true.
The sea itself.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
go
wrong.
Check its references.
Sea salt. It's got a pretty robust resume.
Well, I'll look for that. Thank you for the tip. And I don't know about you, but I just had this soft spot in my heart for that childhood iconic brand, Toys R Us.
Oh, for sure.
Toys R Us. And sadly, you know, no longer a thing for my children. Like, I think maybe Audrey was a baby and it still existed, but...
Cedar Rapids had one on the southwest side for the longest time.
Ever.
Next, I think it's now the Harbor Freight.
It's a storage...
Oh, is it part of that
facility.
Storage company
yes.
now?
Yes, yeah. It is a storage facility. It's nothing, but... I have good news, friends.
Yes?
Toys R Us may be back from the dead.
Feel like you've had this story a few times before.
No, I'm not the girl who cried wolf. Now, we did talk about this before. They worked with a partner called Go Retail Group, and they opened a couple of seasonal holiday pop-ups.
Right.
So you might have seen those the last couple of years. But they are announcing... that they have a couple of locations that they're going to be opening up across Colorado.
Yeah.
California.
Yeah.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
Iowa.
What? Where?
Jordan Creek Mall.
Well, that's not too far.
It's not too far. No.
Go get my P.F. Chang's.
We will take it. Exactly. Exactly.
Go get my Cheesecake Factory.
Jordan Creek, West Des Moines, Iowa is on the list of getting a Toys R Us brick and mortar location. There's a couple in California, one in Colorado, Maryland and Nebraska, and an Iowa location.
You said Nebraska, and I was bracing for Illinois. I would have been so sad if that list ended with an I state that didn't have a vowel following the I.
No, Iowa's getting a Toys R Us.
In time for the holidays?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but they did announce.
I'm sad again.
Wouldn't it make sense, though?
Yeah, totally.
Plus, if it's already in a mall, I mean, the building is there. Just move in.
I think they added a really big Von Maur over there, too. That mall is growing leaps and bounds.
It's turnkey.
It's big enough that when the Drake relays do the pole vault, they do it inside the mall. Did you know that?
I did not know
that. You can pole vault inside the mall.
It's big enough
to pole
vault?
They've done that before. Yeah. That's crazy. Wow. Well, that's good news.
This is great news. Yeah.
That Toys R Us is coming to the great state of Iowa. We'll take it.
Welcome back.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I don't do this very often when I get asked to MC events, but occasionally I will live auction.
You?
Yeah.
You yourself?
Yes.
Dance and Eric Hansen runs an auction.
Hold on. When Dance and Eric Hansen runs an auction, it's called a slow auction.
Those guys?
It's the only version I could find on short notice. It's the auction song. I can't find John Michael Montgomery's version.
John
You get two guys on a bus. Okay.
Two guys.
Which is the difference between an auctioneer and how Dance and Eric Hansen
there
does an auction.
It is.
I had one item to sell last night. And my goal was to get it to sell for $2,000. I sold one item last night for $2,000.
You did?
I did.
How did it go, though? Like, sometimes
slow
getting through an auction is
slow and painful. Which was my whole method on purpose. And I told them going in.
This is going to be the most painful auction you've
this.
Ever sat on.
I am going to wait until somebody raises their hand. We're not going home, folks. I got to sell this for this price point. Who's with me?
Are you serious?
Yes. Now, it was an unbelievable package. A local couple will come to your house and will cook a meal of multiple courses for 16 people.
Okay.
All of the recipes from the Mediterranean.
Ooh.
So I pointed out, because it was a smart group of people at this fundraiser last night, I said, look, you could fly to one of those countries and have that food there for more money.
Mm-hmm.
No, how about you have it in your house? And at 16 people, the price point's $125 a head.
Wow.
Just get on your phone and text some people, right? You're good. So, slow, awkward, painful, sold it. That's how I do a slow auction.
Congratulations. And to everybody who was sitting there, I'm sorry.
Also, this was a big fundraiser for Nubo City Market. I would just like to point out, don't auction off a very large meal after we've just completed
a very large meal.
Nobody was hungry at that point. I couldn't entice them with the food. There's no way. That should have been the beginning. Like, oh, you want your first course? Let's get to it. Give me $2,000 and we'll give you your food, right?
That's a good idea.
That's for next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Put that in your thinky thoughts.
Yeah. Dance and Eric Hansen's slow and painful auction service.
Ugh.
There you go.
Just wait for it. Wait.
That's my tagline. Just wait for it.
Okay, fine. I'll buy something. Oh, man.
See, doesn't that make you uncomfortable?
It's so uncomfortably painful. Ugh, somebody just buy it.
Just buy it.
Yikes.
To get this guy to shut up.
Yesterday I, got my daughter home from school. And we were talking in the car and having a conversation. I can't even remember what the conversation was about. I had asked her something about school, but, as we're talking, you know, I pull into the garage at home and we're getting out of the car and we're still trying to talk to each other, but she stops mid conversation and lets out a shriek. And I'm like, wait, what? What's on your side of the car? And she's like, Mom, get over here. This is the biggest spider. I'm like, yeah, okay. What? And it was, Eric, the biggest spider. That thing, wolf spider? Wait, you can see color on it, you know? Like, it's two different colors and there's like stripies. It was big, man. It was really big. And I was like, baby,
I'm gonna run.
I'm going to be brave right now, and I'm going to save you from this thing. So I was going to come in, and I was going to be the hot stepper.
Murderer.
Murderer.
Murderer. So was it just doing its thing on the ground?
Oh, yes. It was sitting there waiting, and I was like, okay. It's just sitting there being an enormous spider. I'm going to step on it. Honey, I'm going to save you. But truth be told, I was terrified too.
Did you step on it?
Well, I stepped, but I missed. I completely missed the spider. It starts skittering underneath the car.
Oh, no.
She and I both scream out of doors in front of our house. Our neighbors are like, what? It's a spider. It's a really big spider. And now I'm afraid that spider is either living in my garage
or
it has attached itself to my vehicle.
Didn't do that. No, what? He's living in your garage and he is PO'd. he is vengeful.
He knows what you did.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The transition plan for area come-and-go stores to become Mavericks will start October 18th in Claire's Williamsburg.
Oh, really?
Each transition takes about 4 days. So they close the store for 4 days. You try to picture where
I'm trying to picture where it is.
I don't know. You're Williamsburg.
I know, but everybody's pretty much set on the main drag.
Well, wherever that come and go is, it's going to be a Maverick eventually.
Huh.
So on the 18th, they shut it down. Takes about 4 days to do all the logos and signage and reshuffle and inventory, and then it opens back up. In our area, we have 16 come and goes. They have to do that. So this is going to take a couple months. Looks like there's smaller towns first, and then they do the slew of Coralville, Iowa City, and then the Cedar Rapids properties will start right at the beginning of November.
Okay.
And each one of those is getting closed for about 4 days. Now,
but why didn't they just leave the old signage up in the meantime?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to get a jump on it.
Like, are you?
It looks like it's
open?
Closing. Yeah.
It looks like it's closing for good.
Well, here's what's also confusing. In our area, two in Marion and one in Cedar Rapids, three of those are also, or I guess now, becoming a Mega Saver.
What's a Mega Saver?
A Mega Saver is a come and go, is a Maverick, but it's owned by a different company. They're out of Omaha. So Maverick buys all the come and goes.
Okay.
And then somebody in Omaha goes, can we have that one, and that one? And we're just going to make a Mega Savers. And I guess the price was right.
They said yes?
Yeah. So we're losing all come and goes, most to become Mavericks.
How'd they decide?
Three to become Mega Savers. I don't know how.
We want just your good ones. Can we have just your good ones?
It's probably based on traffic count, and they probably, I'm guessing, gave them a lot of money.
Huh.
Right? Money talks, man.
Yeah.
Cedar Rapids man arrested and charged with arson after a fire and explosion at Green Square. Police say Damian Brummett was seen on security video lighting cloth inside a trash can. This was before midnight on the 16th of September. They say he used alcohol wipes to start the fire and spray paint cans to make the fire grow bigger. He then threw a can into the flames, causing it to explode and spray burning debris.
Ooh.
Brummett also started several smaller fires around the park, including one near a tree, about $1,000 worth of damage to the city. He's now being held on arson charges. What's got us feeling all right? This is what happens when I work ahead and then I hold something. I was all prepared to tell you today about a big fundraiser tomorrow for Cedar Rapids Opera.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was at Cedar Ridge Distillery, grabbed my attention, and it included a wood fire pizza buffet.
Yum.
It sold out, which is great for them.
Yeah.
What it was doing was setting up their 28th season, which includes a traveling opera for area schools, which you are going to hear some of the performances. The Littlest Mermaid, Cedar Rapids Opera's touring children's opera, will make the rounds coming up late September, early October. But if you want to take your little one to see it, there are some locations that are not on the tour that are not like at a school.
Mm-hmm.
So at the Cedar Rapids Public Library, Saturday, October 4th, is part of the storytelling festival. That one's available. That one's free.
Cool.
At the Iowa Children's Museum, October 5th. You got to pay admission to get in the museum.
Right.
But the opera will be there. weekend later, the 12th, that's a Sunday, it's going to be at the Kingston Yard Stage, about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So just go to the Cedar Rapids Opera website. You'll learn all about their big season ahead, which includes The Littlest Mermaid for your little one.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Last night was a highly anticipated monologue from Jimmy Kimmel, where he returned to television after his 5 days of censure. He thanked everybody who supported him during his suspension, including conservatives like Ted Cruz, who spoke out in support of free speech. And he actually got pretty emotional. He also praised Charlie Kirk's wife, Erica, for forgiving the murderer, as she announced at the funeral as well. He also took aim at President Trump and the FCC for trying to silence him. He said they did their best to cancel me. Instead, he forced millions of people to watch the show, and that backfired bigly. He might have to release the Epstein files to distract us. And he said he did get a lot of support from people all over, even a former boss who fired him back in the day.
It's nice that Larry reached back out.
It is very big of you, Larry.
Yes.
Good on you. Okay, think back this summer, that viral moment at a Coldplay concert.
That was live in now, that moment.
Now, okay, shame on Chris Martin.
What?
And shame on you, because you've made some assumptions about that couple.
They weren't having an affair. His arms were around her tummy. And they both, like cockroaches in daylight, ran for cover.
Scatter! Scatter! Hide your face! Hide your face! According to a source at Astronomer, the ex-CEO, Andy Byron, and Kristen Cabot, Human Resources, were just friends. The source said Kristen and Andy had an excellent working relationship, a great friendship, and there was no affair. If it was inappropriate to be hugging your boss at a concert, she accepts full responsibility for it. But the scandal, the downfall, the loss of a job, all of that is unfair.
If me and producer Ben
were
at a concert.
On. Yeah.
And I don't care who's in the front and who's in the back. But if we were in such an embrace, there's more than just friendship going on. Is there not?
You have never grasped me around the waist. And for that, I say thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, no, that's shame on us for assuming. It's also the skittering away like cockroaches.
Yes. There's the proof in the pudding.
And trying to hide. If you're just friends, why were you trying to hide? I don't know,
Fair
man.
Fair question.
I don't know. I think we might have been onto something there. There's a brand new artist I got to tell you about. Xania Monet just signed a $3 million record deal. Xania is a machine. She is AI. She's the creation of Talisha Jones, who writes all the lyrics, but then uses an AI platform called Suno to turn them into full songs.
Interesting.
So she's got her first track. It's called How Was I Supposed to Know? It already has 5 million streams across YouTube.
That's powerful.
Very powerful.
That's a powerful AI voice.
Yes, it is.
How does the song know to be soulful about what daddy, like, oh my God, the technology.
I know. Right? I don't know, like, what she can do behind the scenes. Like, I think it's interesting. Suno is facing some lawsuits from record labels claiming that it trained its technology on copyrighted songs ripped from YouTube.
I can understand that for sure.
And based on her voice, you can kind of hear like maybe a little Beyonce influence in there, right? But I don't know if it's exactly Beyonce, right? It's influenced, but right. Is it? So there's going to be maybe some interesting.
Well, who signed this? Lyricist to the $3 million deal? Is that an actual record label?
I will find that. But it does bring up questions, though. Like, could somebody, that sounds exactly like a lick from my song,
right.
I'll see you in court.
It's a different type of almost of plagiarism,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a different iteration of
it. And the thing that I'm confused by is if this woman ever is to go on tour, what does that look like?
A whole new world.
No kidding.
Yeah. There'll be people hugging and
all right. and what happens if Ben and I are there?
Yeah.
In
you
an
guys
embrace
on a jumbotron?
As like, good friends.
What's going to happen then,
yeah.
guys? What's going to happen then?
Don't scatter, dude. Don't scatter. We're just friends.
Stay the course. Keep holding my waist. Keep holding, holding. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
We got a ton of phone calls to get to for Momtroversy.
I think this is becoming more and more of a common thing. I mean, for years now, they're making it easier and easier for us to use the shopping for good. So you don't have to sit there and manually write out a list. You can just tell your smart speaker, hey, we need eggs, or hey, we need light bulbs.
You tell your smart speaker, your phone remembers your last order to make the next order easier. And then the payment part is automatic. It's built into the transaction. You don't have to read a credit card number anymore.
No.
It's like two clicks and my mouthwash will be here tomorrow.
Or on the TV, the like subscription services that I already pay for.
Oh, yes.
It's so easy to just click and say, yeah.
TV subscriptions, you're right.
Definitely want to purchase that movie.
Well, that information is out there. And your little ones, the technology is designed intentionally for young hands and young people to understand it. There's a reason they make it so simple.
It's simple for you. It's very simple for them to just go in and sometimes purchase things without your knowledge.
Hey, thanks for calling Momtroversy. What's your story about an unauthorized purchase?
So a good friend of mine, his kid, decided to make multiple small purchases into the tune of $5,000 on Roblox.
Oh, no!
No! You can do that? Wait.
Wait, your daughter's into Roblox.
Wait, what?
Small purchases here and there, a little $5 for a hair, some for a hat, a set of clothes.
I need this custom outfit.
Over about a month and a half to a tune of $5,000 was the grand total after all added up.
Do you know how that was resolved in his house?
His son found out really quickly with tone of dad's voice.
Got it. Yep.
That, hey, this is no longer a thing to do. He has not since done this.
I bet a lot of those moments are just like that. Because I think, honestly, it's innocent on the kid's part.
But the moment you get the bill, you hit the roof.
And, yeah, no kidding. Yeah. And a lesson learned, and you got to teach a lesson. Hey, thanks for sharing the story. We appreciate it.
Not a problem, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. You were reacting to that.
Yeah.
Is your daughter playing Roblox still?
On and off. Not as much as like when we first relented and said, okay, you can use this game. Everybody, all my friends are doing it. We had a conversation ahead of time that there are some guidelines here. You can't just purchase things in the game, because I knew that that's part of it, is like contacting people and making purchases. So we said up front, please do not be doing that.
And are there settings on the game, basically like a child lock?
Yep.
That's good. I told the story yesterday. Some good friends, their two daughters play a horse racing game. They're not betting on the horses, but you are basically growing a thoroughbred, right? So you can add certain things to the horse. Not only were they making in-game purchases, they were playing the game way after hours because they could track when the purchases were made.
So busted two times
twice,
over, kiddos.
Twice. Continuing to take your stories, what did your kid purchase online without your permission?
My son, when he got a Kindle, he had my card loaded somehow. I don't even know. He was only 8. And I got my credit card bill, and it was like 4 pages long. He had purchased over $1,500 games.
Oh, my good. Just games.
Games, yep.
But the moment you get that in the mail, and it's like, well, that's a little thicker than normal, and then you see 4 pages of charges. Oh, my God.
Are you able to fight something like that? Or is it like, nope, just pay it?
Amazon refunded it and showed me how to put the parental lock on it.
Oh, how wonderful.
That's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Because they told me it happens a lot.
I bet.
Yeah. That's why we're doing Momtroversy today. Thanks for sharing
you
your story.
An envelope that thick, it's really scary.
I can imagine.
I bet.
I can imagine. Hey, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. How wonderful that Amazon got it.
Yeah.
Right. We've been here before.
I think that's a good, question too, is like, then how do you deal with that? You see 4 pages of document of just purchases. How scary. And is there any way to make this, like, this was a mistake. This is all a misunderstanding. Can we just make this go away?
I do wonder, though. It's like if you miss a credit card payment and then you have to kind of call and, like, totally slip my mind. Right? Usually they'll grant you 1 or 2 grace periods and they'll take the interest away. But would Amazon, if this keeps happening,
right?
For example, at some point they would probably say, we told you how to do this and how to stop it. Like, it, now we're collecting.
Yeah, we already put on some guidelines, and you right. didn't use the guardrails.
We appreciate all the stories. 200-1029, Momtiversity. What did your kid purchase online without your permission?
Okay, so my son is obsessed with Jurassic Park. Ooh. Jurassic World, Jurassic Park, everything.
Yes.
So he ordered the new Jurassic World Rebirth boat and Mosasaurus set. And Dad thought I ordered it, and I thought Dad ordered it. And so when it came, we realized that neither one of us ordered it. And he opened it.
Ooh.
Dad calls me, and he says, "Did you order this?" And I said, "No, I didn't order it. I thought you ordered it." And he was like, "No, I didn't order it." So we're having this discussion of, like, he ordered this without permission on Amazon.
Oh.
So the truth came out. Did you have to, like, sit down and have a conversation? What are the repercussions?
No. Dad goes, "He's lucky it's cool."
Oh! Dad!
He's lucky he can keep it because it's
like
cool.
Dad likes just as much as him.
Well, he's lucky it's cool.
There's going to have to be a conversation, though, right, to understand you can't just make those purchases.
At that point, Mom had to come home from work and have the conversation that comes off of our bank account.
Yes.
It's real money.
How old was he?
Five.
And that's a hard
this
concept.
This was just this past summer.
Yeah, but money, understanding money too, right?
I just want something and then it just...
They don't understand it comes out of real money.
Yeah.
And
when you live in
work.
A world where you order it and it shows up the next day, that's how you think things work.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was a great story. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
We hope you didn't hear this. Scramble screwed up.
Melanie Finkelstein, Field and Stream. So that's great. Melanie Finkelstein, Field and Stream. It sounds like you've been privy to conversations between CEO Andy Byron and his soon-to-be ex-wife. What has she been saying?
Russell Hofferstone, Dog and Cat Magazine. Chris, any insight on the status of that couple's... No. Ronald Hogglestone, Fruit of the Loom Magazine. Robert Finkeltown. Oh, yes. Robert Highspeed.
Diddlemeyer.
Okay, ready? Yes. Oh, thank you. Robert Diddle... I'll get it. Yes. Robert Diddlemeyer, Unmentionables Weekly. Chris, any insight on the status of that couple's underwear after they were shown on the Jumbotron?
The best of the worst of the morning scramble. C102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.